Now, I turned my collar around backwards one time and went down to the receiving entrance of a large general hospital in X City, and just went down to the receiving entrance, and I stayed down there for a couple of hours. And at that time, I think I had saved at least one life. You see, it was just random time, perfectly random, randomly chosen time. And there was one individual there who, although he was under tourniquet, was still bleeding like mad and so forth. And what was remedied on that case was very, very simple. I simply asked this fellow to locate the present time environment. And to locate the present time environment. And to locate the present time environment. And he finally, with good certainty, located the side of the stretcher. See, they lie down in those emergency bays there, sometimes for several minutes, before they yank them up to the operating room or tell them where they're going to go or something of the sort, you know. That's time enough. If you were just to stand in an emergency room on a receiving entrance, the ambulance receiving entrance of a large hospital, and you were to speak to the people as they came in and just ask each one of them to feel the floor beneath his feet. Just ask him several times, you see. Feel the chair. Put your hand on the chair. All right, now feel it. What is that? It's a chair. Okay, let's feel the floor beneath your feet. Okay, how far away is the ceiling? All right, how far away is that wall away from in front of you? Okay, let's feel this chair again. That's all you're doing, see. You probably, in a very short course of time, would have saved several lives. I mean, if you were to do this consistently, let's say, for a week and went down there every evening. By the way, 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock, these are the times to hit them. Less between 1 and 2 than between 11 and 1, for some peculiar reason. You know, then the real juicy one is Saturday night. Saturday night from about 11 to 1. Receiving ward, ambulance receiving entrance to a large general hospital. Boy, there's more traffic than you could possibly take care of in quite a while, usually in a large city. Automobile accident, bar fights, all kinds of things walking in. Of course, almost any really wide awake period of the day discovers some traffic into the receiving ward. You have to have a fairly big hospital to get a consistent flow of traffic. But as I say, if you were just to schedule that you're going to be there an hour a day for a week, you're just going to go down there, you know. And you just could identify yourself to hospital authorities and so forth. You're a minister, and you just think this is a duty which you have called upon yourself to perform. They think this was very nice of you because they know damn well that they're often hauled in there deader than mackerels or dying and waiting for a priest, you know. And they know this, and they think that was very swell of you. And if you and two other auditors were there, you could say you were from three churches, and you'd arranged it amongst yourselves to stand various watches there just to help out the hospital. Anything you want to tell them, if you think you have to tell the authorities anything at all, which I never do, of course. I usually can frown and look much more authoritative than even a chief nurse. And I could get myself swelled up with importance to a point where nobody approaches, you see. I mean, it's easy to do. You just look like you belong there, and you belong there. They know they don't. You know where you are. It's the difference between this. You know where you are, and they don't know where they are. So you stay there. I dare say you could probably go into the head of the hospital's office and get anything signed you wanted to say if you just look like you belong there more than he did. You are obviously the one granting beings to this hospital. I mean, if you could really do it, that's what would happen. It has to do, by the way, very much with location, your ability to locate yourself. All right.